pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Game Time, your home for the lowest price last minute tickets. Download the Game Time app today and use the promo code SGPN for $20 off. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play Underdog's Pick'em for a chance to win 100 times. Use promo code SGPN at underdogfantasy.com for a 100% deposit match. And finally, we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to the Champions League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network also on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, you can also follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. If you look at the pinned tweet on that account, you will see the monthly profit and loss spreadsheet. I'm a tracked and transparent handicapper who posts my spreadsheets, and my spreadsheets accumulate to me being undefeated every single month in sports betting. I have 128 months in a row of transparent and track profit. Sounds incredible. I have had losing days. I've even had losing weeks. I've just never had that losing month. I've never lost for that 30-31 day period. And all of the spreadsheets are there to see. The pin tweet is the profit and loss spreadsheet from the previous month. So at the moment, you can see the P&L for January 2024. Which was a month that delivered £3,094. Now, converted to dollars, that's just shy of $4,000. So a monster month. Not all months are as big as that. This was a very good month. And we don't do that by putting down 5-unit, 10-unit or 20-unit plays. The normal stake for us is half a unit or 1 unit. It's very rare you'll see a 2-unit play. So you won't see 3-unit, 5-unit, 10-unit, 20-unit. They won't be disguised as 5-star, 10-star, 20-star. No whale plays, no max plays, no play of the week, play of the month, play of the year, play of the century. None of that terminology, none of that nonsense that you see on Gambling X. These guys are playing with Monopoly money. They're not really gambling and they don't care whether you win or lose. because they're not tracked and transparent cappers. I am. All my spreadsheets are there. You can scroll down X or you can simply head over to lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com to find all of the other spreadsheets. We are well on our way to month number 129 because we have blitzed the number of soccer cards this month. We are red hot in the NBA and we just finished off an incredible NFL season by going 13-5 with our Super Bowl card. If you have any questions, fire them over to me at the X account at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. So moving on with this edition of the Champions League show, I'm actually going to put in some bonus picks from the EPL because we have two EPL games. There's no point doing a separate edition of the EPL show for those two games. So what we're going to do is we're going to tack them on here with these final round of 16 first legs. So we'll start with the Champions League first. We'll get all of that done. And then we'll circle back to looking at those couple of EPL games with Manchester City and Liverpool in action. So they are quite important games and we're not going to miss out on them. We are going to cover them here on the show. So we begin, as I said, with the Champions League as PSV Eindhoven host Borussia Dortmund. Eindhoven are making a mockery of the Eredivisie in Holland. Obviously, things get a lot tougher when you move up to the Champions League, but they are still the 11-10 favourites to win this game at home to Dortmund. Dortmund here are the 5-2 dogs, and it's 11-4 here on the draw. Tough one to call. Obviously, PSV are the team in red hot form, but they are playing weaker opposition. Whilst Dortmund, they are just about clinging on to a Champions League spot in the Bundesliga. They've had a good start to 2024, though. And they did come through a very, very tough group. In fact, they won it, which is why they're playing PSV, who were a group runner-up. I can't take PSV because of the step-up in competition, but at the same time, I can't take Dortmund. So I'm going to opt for a draw here. This is going to be one of the rare instances where I take a draw, and you can get that at around about the best price of 3-1 plus 300 if you shop around. The hosts, they're unbeaten in 30 home games, but the visitors have avoided defeat in each of their last nine. So it's difficult really to call a winner here. So that's why I've chosen not to. Given that three of PSV's last five Champions League games have also finished level, while three of Dortmund's last five away matches have been draws, I think that we have strong data here for a draw. It's a rare pick, but it's difficult to really pick a winner. One team's unbeaten in 30 and they've won 26 during that run, all that's come against inferior opposition. Whilst Dortmund, they've avoided defeat in the last five group stage games, beating Newcastle twice and drawing with PSG in that sequence. So I think that we could be looking at a 1-1, 2-2. I think I'd rule the 0-0 out here as both teams have scored in eight of PSV's Champions League games this season. So I'm going to go for the draw. And if you want to get extra value out of it, you could tack on the BTTS, which gives you a jump of 3-1 up to 4-1. As I said, you'll need to shop around for these lines. But either way you look at it, you're going to get significant plus money on a draw here, which is going to be my selection here for this one. Up next, we look at a game here between Inter Milan and Atletico Madrid, where Inter are the 4-5 minus 125 favourites at home. It's 13-5 on the draw and it's 19-5 here on Atletico. This is the toughest tie of the rounds to call. You have Atletico Madrid, a team who are doing well in La Liga, not challenging for the league because they've had a couple of blips and Real Madrid have just been a one runaway train so far this season. But a very, very strong season overall from Atletico. Whilst Inter, they are leading Serie A, but you would argue that Serie A is maybe a weaker league than La Liga at the moment. Because if you look at the leaders in Spain, Real Madrid, many people would probably rank them a lot higher than Inter Milan. So ultimately, you would say that La Liga is the stronger league. So it's a very, very tough one to call. And I believe that home advantage will be key here. You'll need to win your home games to give yourself a chance to qualify. Inter Milan don't want to take this one back to the Wanda, where Atletico have been an absolute machine. Only recently lost a undefeated streak that was over a year old, losing in the cup to Bilbao. So they don't want to go there and need to get a result, as Atletico Madrid have been very, very strong at home. So for me, it's massively important that Inter Milan do take a victory, any manner of victory, back to Atletico and make Atletico chase the game, which Atletico don't really like to do, especially in Europe. I'm confident taking Inter here on the money line to get that win, given the fact they have won 8 consecutive games and head into this one having won 6 of their last 8 at home in the Champions League. Let's not forget they were the Champions League finalists last season and now do have some pedigree in this competition. Long are the days where Antonio Conte would weirdly just not bother with the Champions League. That has not been the case under Inzaghi, hence why they got to the final last season and played very well in that final, were unlucky to lose against Manchester City. Whilst Atletico Madrid have lost 2 of their last 3 games and are having a little bit of a blip, as I mentioned. So we're going to take the informed team, the home team, and the team that probably needs to win here. We're going to take Inter Milan on the money line at the price of 4-5, minus 125 here for this one. Before we jump across and look at Wednesday's games in the Champions League, let me take a quick pause here to tell you guys about Game Time. We've all been in a situation where we've been frustrated getting tickets at the last minute. We want to get good seats, but are there seats available good enough? Are they too expensive? Sometimes we let seats go and then better seats don't become available because we didn't pull the trigger and we're having to buy worse seats at a more expensive price. Sometimes we buy the tickets and then better seats do become available and we have pulled the trigger too early. You just never know how to juggle it. At the same time, you sometimes, if you buy seats too late, you need to worry about them actually coming through. I've been in a situation before where my tickets haven't come through on the day of the event. It's stressful, and buying tickets to your favourite event shouldn't be stressful. Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy and theatres near you with killer last minute deals. You can stop stressing over the tickets and you can get hyped for the fun you'll have, especially with that best price guarantee. So snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account by using the code SGPN to sweeten the deal for an additional $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, but again, create an account and redeem the code SGPN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets at the lowest price guaranteed. Let me also take this pause here to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog has a way to play alongside your favourite fantasy players all season long. NBA, NHL and college basketball. Simply pick higher or lower on your favourite players' fantasy stats and you can cash in. You can also win 100 times with some spicy plays as well. So watch along, make your picks and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with our promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. Let's move across to Wednesday's Champions League games. As I said, there's a Premier League game on Tuesday, but I'm going to do Champions League all in a row, and then I'm going to circle back to the EPL. We start with Napoli at home to Barcelona, where they can't split them. It's 13-8 on Napoli. It's 13-8 on Barcelona, and it's 5-2 here on the draw. Barcelona haven't had the best season, so perhaps a Champions League run will be the only sort of compensation their supporters get. They'll still be expecting this team to finish second in the league, as Girona are having some blips now, and Atletico Madrid are also showing signs of inconsistency. So I think it would be acceptable if Barcelona did finish second in the league and did also have a decent run in the Champions League. No matter what happens, Xavi's leaving at the end of the season, which was a big surprise to some. I felt it was a little bit harsh, the criticism that he got. Barcelona were very, very strong at the Nou Camp last season and are now having to play at an alternative ground. So that was obviously going to have an effect. But ultimately, he's gone and he's going to want to leave his mark. And that may come via a decent Champions League run. They have the perfect opponents here. Last season, this would have been a nightmare tie. But Napoli, they just can't beat anybody. They're nowhere near even qualifying for the Champions League via their league position in Serie A. This has been the ultimate nightmare defence of a league title, and Barcelona can add to the misery by knocking them out of the Champions League, and they can put themselves in a very strong position by actually winning here at Napoli. Napoli have absolutely fallen apart since Spalletti's departure. They've already lost six times at home this season, meaning the Maradona Stadium is not a fortress. While Barcelona, they've been strong away from home. They've won four of their last five trips, and they won 4-2 here in early 2022 as well. So I'm going to take Barcelona straight up on the money line at the price of 13-8. If you feel more conservative, you can take Barcelona as a pick. The draw no bet market sees Napoli at 10-11 and Barcelona at 10-11, which goes along with the 13-8 money line odds for both teams. But I think Barcelona get it done here. Napoli should be opposed. They can't get it together. They've had a change of manager during this season. That done absolutely nothing. And this is a team who are destined for a disastrous title defence, no trophies, and I think an inevitable round of 16 exit at the hands of Barcelona, which can start tomorrow, by them being beaten on their own turf for the seventh time this season. Up next, we jump across to the final first leg we're going to cover. It's Arsenal travelling to Porto, where the books have Arsenal as a 4-6 minus 150 away favourite. It's 14-5 on the draw, and it's 9-2 here on Porto. I said when we were looking at the outright markets that Arsenal really shouldn't be the same price as Real Madrid to win this competition, given Real Madrid's pedigree. But this could be down to the fact that Arsenal do have themselves quite a nice draw. Now, Porto, they have been strong in the Champions League in recent years, despite the fact that they do sell players on and they constantly have a new crop of players in. They manage to consistently deliver, and this is a difficult place to go to. However, you have to really ride Arsenal at the moment in the form they're in, on the form that they're in. They thumped Burnley for 5 at the weekend, cashing our handicap lock. So we have a good relationship with Arsenal at the moment. And they're coming to this one having won 5 straight games, with 4 of those victories being convincing, coming by at least 2 goals. Porto, they were recently upset by Arouca in the league, and they've only managed 1 clean sheet across their 6 group games. So I expect them to struggle against an Arsenal attack who are absolutely firing at the moment. I think Arsenal will come here with confidence. And given the fact that Arsenal have won 2-0 across their last 2 away games, it should be difficult for Porto to penetrate an Arsenal side, given that they've already drawn blanks at home to both Barcelona and Inter Milan across their last 4 at home in this competition. I put Arsenal at the moment at the same level as those two teams, and that's given Arsenal all the respect in the world, but they've deserved it. They've been banging in the goals, and I think that version of Arsenal comes away with a victory here. We're going to keep it nice and simple, and we are going to take Arsenal on the money line tomorrow to win away to Porto, and we take them at the price of 4-6 minus 150. Before we move on to covering those 2 EPL games, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you need to stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So, as I've been saying throughout the show, we are now going to circle back and look at those EPL games that are happening on Tuesday and Wednesday. They are key games because they feature Liverpool and Man City, title contenders for the EPL. We start with Man City at home to Brentford on Tuesday, where City are the 1-5 home favourites. It's 13-2 on the draw, and it's 14-1 here on Brentford. These teams only played recently, and that was another winning lock on the EPL show as we took Man City and under 4.5 goals as a winning bet for that game. I see no reason to take any sort of different selection here. I do believe Man City will be able to win again. And with all the games that they've got coming up, I don't see them putting their foot down on the gas and needing to score 4 or 5 goals. Even if Brentford do make a contribution here, I'm comfortable taking it as I do think City could win again 3-1, just like they did in the home game. City as a 3-1 scoreline is actually available at 12-1. So if you like a repeat of that, then you can pick that up at 12-1. I'm going to take City in under 4.5, though, once again. City are unbeaten in 15 matches, winning 13, and should be too good for a Brentford side here who have lost 7 of their last 11 Premier League away games. So I'm just going to ride City's form and hope that their defence don't gift any more goals. They've been gifting goals away lately, but I think Guardiola will be keen to address that issue. There was pictures of him going absolutely nuts on the touchline. They kept going back to him every time Chelsea penetrated that high line, and maybe worrying to take this play because Chelsea probably should have scored 3 or 4 against City. City's defence and back line were awful. The high line was awful. They got caught out multiple times. In the end, though, they probably should have won the game because they had multiple chances. Erling Haaland was absolutely woeful. And I just cannot see Erling Haaland not scoring in this game, given how many chances he missed in the last game. In fact, it's probably one of those situations where 20 minutes into this game, Erling Haaland scored and scored with his first chance. So I'm simply going to ride the train here, the money train that's led us to a lot of wins over the years. Man City with under 4.5 goals tacked on, and we take it at 4-5 minus 125. For the final game here, we jump across to Wednesday for Liverpool at home to Luton, where Liverpool are a 1-5 favourite, is 13-2 on the draw, and Luton here are a 12-1 underdog. Obviously, with these two EPL games, it's difficult really to pick out picks and value, given that the two favourites are overwhelming favourites, but I'm going to go in a different direction with this one. With Man City, we took City with an under 4.5. In this one, we are going to take Liverpool with an over, but it's not going to be Liverpool and over 2.5. We instead have to take the over 3.5 because the over 2.5 is too juiced. Now, we can take selections of 1-2 or better, so minus 200. That's a self-imposed rule. But really, I never stick to my own rules because I rarely give out anything for minus 200, which is why we're not taking Liverpool on over 2.5. And we're jumping up to the plus money selection here of over 3.5 at 11-10. This may come with a Luton contribution, or we may need Liverpool to score 4 goals by themselves, which they are capable of doing. But hopefully we get a Luton contribution here to help us. Liverpool have won and have conceded in 4 of the last 5 games, while Liverpool have only managed 2 clean sheets across their last 10 games. Luton, they are struggling, but they have seen both teams score in 6 of their last 7. And they have netted in consecutive home defeats by Sheffield United and against Man United ahead of this clash. And they were putting a lot of pressure on United towards the end of that game. So hopefully we can get a Luton goal. But Liverpool are also a team that can get us 4 goals by themselves. They are firing. That strike force looked on fire. They lost Jota and they lost Nunes at halftime in that game. But they brought on Mo Salah and still managed to absolutely tonk Brentford, with Salah putting on a 5-star showing coming back from injury and the African nation. So we're going to take Liverpool and over 3.5, which is a plus money selection at a price of 11-10 plus 110 here for this one. Closing out with the lock on the show, I'm going to surprise you guys here, and I'm going to drop a futures pick for you. We're very good with the futures, as we talk about over at Lock Betting all time. we are 81%. You can see what we do with futures by looking at the January profit and loss spreadsheet, which is the pinned tweet at LockBangX. You'll see our NFL futures at the top of the page, and you'll see our Australian Open tennis futures as well. Very, very strong. If you go back to December's P&L, you'll see our Champions League futures. We're 7-1 so far in this competition, and we have futures pending as well. We need Barcelona to qualify. We need Man City to qualify. We have them to reach various rounds in this competition. So we're very good with the futures, and I'm very comfortable taking a futures play here as my lock, although you will have to wait a few weeks to cash it. If it cashes, hopefully it does. We're going to take Borussia Dortmund to qualify. I do believe that we are being offered a price that is too generous here on Dortmund at the price of 3-4 to qualify. I don't believe the tie is as close as the odds suggest. I believe Dortmund can go to PSV and pick up a positive result. I think even a draw would be a positive result. But if they can come away with a win, that puts them in a strong position. Even if they were to lose, even if it was by a one-goal margin, I have confidence in the yellow wall going home and turning it around. So anything other than a convincing PSV win, I think the advantage lies with Dortmund. I don't think PSV are going to get a convincing win. I don't even think PSV are going to win at all. I think it's going to be a draw, or I think Borussia Dortmund will sneak away with the victory. I understand PSV are unbeaten in 30 matches, but the level of competition here playing a Borussia Dortmund is a huge step up. This is a Dortmund team who have turned up in the Champions League this season. They won the group of death. That was the most difficult group in this competition. They finished ahead of PSV, AC Milan and Newcastle. All of those teams are very, very competent and big hitters, and they were fancied to do something in the Champions League this season until they were drawn against each other in the group of death. Dortmund were actually placed as the rank underdogs to win that group, yet they turned up and won it. It would be a huge, huge disappointment to suddenly drop out of the competition in the round of 16 against PSV Eindhoven. Dortmund also have very, very strong form coming into this. They've been very, very good since the start of 2024. They are riding a 9-match unbeaten run into the first leg away to PSV. And if we go back to their group form, you'll see that they were undefeated in 5 of those group stage games, beating Newcastle twice and drawing with PSG in that sequence. So for me, they've done too much in this competition so far this season to suddenly fall at this round of 16 hurdle against what is an inferior opponent. I understand PSV numbers are massively impressive, but we're talking about the Eredivisie. We're not talking about a Champions League level competitor like Dortmund. We're not even talking about a league like the Bundesliga here. So your lot, once again, is Borussia Dortmund to qualify from this tie, and we take them to qualify at the price of 3-4. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.